Any outside United States?
Yeah, I went to Hawaii last year. I went to Las Vegas and then went to Hawaii. I made enough money in Las Vegas to go to Hawaii.
Are you serious?
No. I tried to, but I didn't have much luck.
I was going to say, that's not what I've heard about.
That's right.
Okay, then we'd be interested in some information about your parents. Where was your mother born?
She was born in Lithonia, Georgia.
In Lithonia. Very close to it. And your father?
In Crawfordville, Georgia. That's in, down in Tolliver County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talifera, they called it, but we called it Tolliver.
Uh-huh. Regular. Yeah, I heard just recently, I learned the correct pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Of course, not being from the state, I had no
idea. Yeah.
And I think, now, how about your mother? How do you know what level of education she had?
No, I really don't. I don't believe she got out of grammar school. She might have had 1 year or two of high school, and my father didn't either. I don't think either one of them got out of high school.
And what about your father's occupation?
He was chief. Well, he worked at Camp New Era as a printer when he first came to Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you said several of these other positions, too.
Yeah, all
sanitation.
In the city, Decatur. Yeah, the sanitary department. Police department, fire department. Now he didn't actively, he was just chief of those. He didn't, of course he did police, but he just saw after the fire and sanitary and the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 4 years as tax receiver in the Cab County.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, did she?
She didn't work, no. Mm-hmm. She was a housekeeper.
She was a housekeeper, yeah. Like a lot of other.
That's right. They didn't have many women working in those days back there. They stayed at home and kept the house going. That was
it.
That was that job.
The machinery and everything.
That's right.
We'd also like to know about your mother's parents, your grandparents on your mother's side. Do you know where they were born?
They were born in DeKalb County, too, around Lithonia, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of them are buried down there at Rock Chapel. That's a little community out from Lithonia.
Mm-hmm.
That's, just mostly a church there. And of course, they had a quarry out there, a stone quarry out close by, and that's where it got its name, Rock Chapel.
Uh-huh.
And the church is named for the quarry there.
What did your grandfather do for a living?
Well, I really can't tell you.
You just don't remember?
Well, no, it just never was discussed. He was dead when I was born.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And both of my grandfathers on my daddy's side and mother's too was both dead when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they never did discuss. Well, I probably heard them say, but I didn't pay any attention to what they were saying.
When you're a little boy.
That's right. You didn't pay attention to those things.
Okay. And I guess you probably don't know about their educational level either.
No. Sure don't.
But it's probably unlikely that they...
No, they probably got a maybe grammar school or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, that was a big deal. If they got through grammar school, that was pretty good.
Sure. I mean, that was an education.
That's right. In them days, they learned them to read, write, and add.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all that was required back there because most of them were farmers or general stores or something like that.
Do you know the ancestry farther back? Along that line,
no.
Are they Irish stock?
We've always thought that was one name, maybe a French name.
Mm-hmm. That would be on your father's side.
That's right. And now I don't know how far back my mother went.
Was that family?
Yeah, was that family?
Mm-hmm. And you don't know. As far as even in the United States, where they might have come from.
No. Mm-hmm. Georgia was the only place I knew that it was from.
Yeah.